It's time for business, Korero Kaipaki. Here's Giles.
Thank you, Kim Atamarie. Well, businesses are being told to double-check their suppliers' cybersecurity measures as a growing number of third-party attacks take advantage of weak spots. New research commissioned by state-owned telecommunications company Cordia shows more than half of the 213 businesses surveyed suffered a cyber attack or incident in the past year. Cordia's regional cybersecurity business manager, Peter Bailey, says nearly a third of cybersecurity attacks come through a third party, such as a cyber criminal gang gaining access to a supplier's network.
The attackers gain access to that company's email accounts because they're not securing the email accounts as well. And they might just sit in there and watch the correspondence between you as the company and them as your supplier. And then they might jump in and gain access to an invoice that you're sending. And they might just change that to a different bank account. And so suddenly you're getting an invoice to pay, but it's going to the attacker's bank account and not your supplier.
Peter Bailey says businesses should audit the suppliers they work with to ensure their cybersecurity measures are strong. A report commissioned by the energy industry claims that aggressively phasing out natural gas could result in households and businesses paying an additional $7 billion in energy costs over the next 12 years. The report says an aggressive plan, such as trying to reach 100% renewable energy by the end of the decade, would push up costs because additional investments would be needed to ensure energy reliability. A gas transition plan is currently being done for the government. It's expected by the end of the year. Energy Resources Aotearoa Chief Executive John Carnegie says their report is aimed at informing and shaping that plan.
What it's just doing is demonstrating that there are a number of options for our future, and that what we're trying to do is inform what those trade-offs would be between the costs and the emission reductions. And what comes out of this report is that the carbon capture, utilisation and storage option can deliver the most emission reductions for the least costs.
It's John Carnegie of Energy Resources Aotearoa. Look at markets now, and Wall Street is positive across the board. Banking worries at the moment put to one side. There's been a resurgence in prices for US regional banks listed. So attention now on the Federal Reserve meeting, which is currently looking at interest rates, debating whether it's 25 basis points, 50 basis points, or no increase at all, as some would be advising. The Dow Jones average is currently up 0.4%, the S&P 500 0.8% higher, the NASDAQ just over 1% up. Our own top 50 index fell 33 points yesterday, 11,531. The New Zealand dollar, 61.7 US cents, 92.8 Australian, 50.6 British pence, 0.573 euro, 81.7 Japanese yen, and 4.25 yuan. Brent crude oil is up around 90 cents, that's just over 1%, at $74.70 US a barrel. And gold is down $35, that's nearly 2%, at $1,943 US dollars an ounce. A couple of other bits of business news. The buy now, pay later company Layby proposing to cut 10% of its workforce just as it's moving to delist from the Australian Stock Exchange. The company says the move's in response to challenging economic environment and softening retail sales, and it says it probably won't make a profit this year either. News and numbers updated for you at around 8:30.